Women over 55 are experiencing homelessness according to the 2021 census. And according to a report released by Housing for the Age Action Group and Social Ventures Australia, most women experiencing homelessness have never been homeless before. Older women often try to seek temporary shelters with friends or relatives, leave in their car, or even endure domestic violence at home. The Little Green House Project aims to change the face of homelessness to economic empowerment. The Wise Rush B spoke to CEO of Global Sisters, Mandy Richards, to find out more.
I mean, it all comes down to economic security, and there's a lot of things that affect that. Obviously, a stable income, being able to maintain a stable income is the foundation of that. And that can be impacted by so many life circumstances. It might be a divorce, having experienced domestic violence, illness, having caring responsibilities that prevented being able to work. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many different circumstances. Just being unable to get work because of ageism or location. You know, there's a million reasons, and most of them are external and beyond someone's control.
Why is it important to empower older women through economic independence?
Well, I mean, older women are the fastest growing group of homelessness in Australia. They have been for some time, and it seems to be just getting worse. The women in this age group particularly really need support to be able to become financially independent so that they have control over their lives.
Mandy, what are the key features of the Little Green House Project?
They're small houses. They're modular, small and super energy efficient and really beautiful little houses that are built on small blocks of land. So that reduces the cost. It's a regional model, which is necessary because of the price of land to make the model work. And we're building them in lots of four or eight and creating micro communities so that the women benefit from all the beautiful support and being able to support each other. And then the other piece of it that's really important is the mortgage product that we're working with Regional Australia Bank on, because generally the women that we're supporting to own these homes are women that normally wouldn't be able to access a mortgage. And so the mortgage product is quite special as well. It's really tailored to the needs of these women.
Mandy, how many women do you intend to help through this project?
Oh, gosh, how long is a piece of string? I mean, the model is being designed to be highly scalable. So the first port of call for us is to get this pilot launched early next year. And then it could roll out really, really quickly. It needs local council support in wherever it is placed. But as I said, the houses are modular. They can be built and moved really quickly once the whole system is in place, and with the mortgages, the application process, and all the other bits and pieces, then it's something that can scale very, very quickly, and really there's no limit. The aim is to make housing ownership possible for any woman who wants and needs it in Australia.
Mandy, what partners do you need to collaborate with?
We've started off, Citibank are a partner of ours, and Regional Australia Bank, we're working closely with them. We want to partner with major property developers. We need to set up funds that help bridge some of the gaps to make this affordable and achievable for even single mums on parenting payments. So we do want to set up a fund that helps make that piece possible. You know, local councils are a critical part of this for us. Yeah, I think they're the two major ones. And then we need a major philanthropic partner who can provide a guarantee for a rolling overdraft fund. So they're not actually giving away money, but they're just guaranteeing an overdraft facility for us, which gets used to buy the land and pay for the houses in advance of the women purchasing them.
Mandy, what is your personal connection to women with homelessness?
My personal connection? Well, I guess, you know, I started Global Sisters because I could see a need for women who needed flexible income, a way of earning income flexibly that worked around the circumstances of their life. I grew up during high school. I grew up in a solo mum household and saw how tough that was and can be. And our community, we've supported nearly 10,000 women in Global Sisters on their business journeys now, and just every day increasingly we're seeing that housing insecurity is a major, probably the major barrier now to women achieving economic security and, you know, long-term financial stability. So that's why we're doing something about it.
Thanks, Mandy. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Oh, look, if anyone wants to find out more about little greenhouses, they can look at the Global Sisters website, or we actually have set up social media. There's an Instagram, Facebook page, and there's a website that's been set up for little greenhouses. So if they just search little greenhouses, that should come up.
CEO of Global Sisters, Mandy Richards-Day, speaking with The Wire's Rush B.